Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:37 here, Thursday, April 11th. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Well, you look nice today.
Thanks. I had to come back fancy.
I was going
to
say, you're all dressed up. You look like you could be going to a wedding.
Well,
You look like you could be a bride who is having a beach wedding.
That's what I'm doing.
Is that really what you're doing?
Sure. No.
No, I know you're not getting married. You're already married.
I'm already married. He'd be upset about that. I am emceeing a fashion show today.
Ah, I gotcha.
So.
All right.
Flutasticness.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had a little vacation, then you got the flu, now you're back for the first time. Welcome.
Yeah, I did. I brought my little gloves and brought my mask.
Okay.
Just to walk around to try to be the responsible flu-bearing person.
All right.
So because typically you're not supposed to be around people for like a week.
Okay. So how, on a scale of like 1 to 10, how contagious are you?
Like 100%.
Okay. So what should people not do?
Like, don't come and make out with me.
Okay.
Don't allow me to cough on you, which I haven't been. So.
Okay.
Or sneeze on you.
All right. Don't like spit in the cup.
Or like lick my finger and put it in your ear. Stuff
right.
like that.
These are all things I think we can accomplish.
I'm not going to pick your teeth for you.
I did just go to the dentist, nose. So I'm all clean there.
All right. So yeah, I'm going to try to just keep my distance from people.
All right. There's a big old jug of hand sanitizer right over there.
I'll be drinking that.
All right.
So
all
yeah, right. I'll bathe in it. I'm going to try to. But you know what? You can only like life doesn't stop when you have the flu. So
certainly doesn't.
We just got to keep.
We got to keep going.
I am going to try to keep going as responsibly as possible.
Responsible is always the name of the game.
Right. Which is why, I stayed away for 3 days. I feel bad about that, but at the same time.
Not as bad as everyone else did.
I know. I saw messages. I saw comments. I'm glad to be back. I saw Kat was crying. And she was cleaning my area, which was nice, too. So,
yeah,
it's nice to be missed.
You're right. You can never be too safe or too, secure when you've got an outbreak of the flu at your work. So,
yeah, I was surprised to hear that Mac or Night Girl has it, too. That is not my fault.
Right.
That's not my fault because I haven't been here since Wednesday.
All right. So
it's not me.
Kelly's going to try to muster enough strength to make it through 4 hours of a show here.
I don't think it's ever been proven that people have gotten the flu through the radio.
No, I don't think so either.
So I think you're all safe.
Absolutely.
Ben's in danger.
Nah.
But other than that.
I'm strong like ox.
Yeah. Did you get your shot?
No.
Guys, kids, get your shots. Get all the shots. Ask for extra shots. This is ridiculous. This is my second time.
Wait, I mean, you know.
Second time.
It's not my fault.
I didn't get
fault.
The shot either. I was strong like ox.
I have a strong immune system.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so too.
Yeah.
Just
all
say.
Right. So today, another shot at $1,000 Louisville Loot, setting the bar. Florida's making the show. We've got free therapy, an opportunity for you to win some NKOTB tickets and a trip down to Nashville with Throwback Thursday. So that's kind of exciting.
So much.
I know. A lot of stuff to get to.
It's a lot.
Yep. And our setting the bar story coming up here, I think I just need to, preface it by saying no one died.
Okay, good. Oh, boy.
Can I mean.
Well, that's good.
Happy news. No one died.
That's great. Someone seriously injured?
I try to avoid the deathy.
Well, yeah, we
when
stay
we
away
do
from
setting the bar. So,
yeah.
So just know that even though it gets aggressive, no one died.
Okay, aggressive, but no death.
It's a here, hold my beer type of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, so anyways.
That's fun.
Right.
So are we going to add the fun into the aggressive,
what's,
yet not deathy
sure.
story? All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's us.
It's our specialty.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right.
All right, so that is all coming up. Setting the bar here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Another shot at Louisville Loot, a chance for you to win with $1,000 today here on 99.7 DJX, coming up here just after 6 o'clock on DJX. Text messages, 502-571-9970 from a listener, Megan. Kelly, the flu has about a two-day incubation period of time that you are infected but don't show symptoms yet. So technically, you could have been sharing the wealth for days before you even knew you were infected.
Well, that would still put it at Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was not here since last Wednesday. So again, I am not responsible for the people here in the building getting it.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Well,
thanks. Thanks. Again, now, the people at my daughter's birthday party, I don't know.
We have very smart listeners. So thank you for all the medical knowledge there. On 99.7 DJX.
I feel attacked.
Coming up here next, it's setting the bar. And let me just start by saying no one died.
Okay.
All right. Can I just say that?
All right. Well, when you know the disclaimer like that has to happen, it's going to get aggressive.
All right. After Dean Lewis. I look up from the ground to see your side. It'll be all right. 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX live radio. You can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that right there. Setting the bar. Every morning right about this time, we give you a story that helps set the bar for your day, but we set it very low. Some people like to set the bar high and try to strive for this. This is pretty low. Just try not to do this, okay?
And there's a disclaimer with this one.
Yeah, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without getting drunk, putting on a bulletproof vest, and shooting each other, well, you're doing okay.
Two men shot each other while wearing bulletproof vests.
Yeah, okay. Again, no one died.
You know what? Let's test these suckers out.
Hey, hold my beer.
Okay.
Chuck and Chris.
Chuck and Chris. Of course their names are Chuck and Chris.
This all happened Sunday night when two next door neighbors were at one of the men's homes sitting on the back deck drinking.
Okay.
Can I guess? It sounds like it's Chuck's idea. I'm just going to guess. Well, I feel like this is a Chuck idea.
Okay. Night of drinking. Chuck and Chris. Chuck's 50 years old. He should know better. Chris, 36. Again,
They should know better.
They then decided to put on a bulletproof vest and took turns shooting each other.
Here, hold my beer. So then Chuck puts on a vest and is like, hey, shoot me with your .22.
Oh,
and
God.
So he said, okay, did. And then he got mad that it hurt.
Oh, God.
And so turned around and was like,
come on.
Hey, it's your turn.
Oh,
and
God.
Boom. And so then both guys now free on $5,000 bond and can't contact one another.
Can we count our blessings at this point? Can we just count our blessings that drunk, even drunk, Chris and Chuck at least hit the vest and didn't hit anything else that was not covered by a bulletproof vest?
Yeah, true marksman right there.
Yeah.
So Chuck was angry that it hurt. So
that hurt.
He unloaded the clip on Chris.
Okay.
And
unloaded
so,
the clip. Oh, okay.
Yeah. None of the rounds penetrated. But
that's great because that vest was working.
Yeah,
that's a good vest.
Yeah. But they had to go to the hospital to because they were heavily bruised.
Yeah.
Again, no one died. But please, if you can somehow manage to make it through today without asking your neighbor to put on a bulletproof vest, drink beers, and then try to shoot each other, you're doing okay.
Do we know the brand name of the vest? Because I feel as though here's an opportunity for Chuck and Chris to be their new spokesperson. Chuck and Chris approved.
I'm Chuck. Hi, I'm Chris.
This works. It works real good.
Here, hold my beer while I put on this flak jacket. It works. Thumbs up.
Please, I can get it again. We're laughing because nobody died.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, that's setting the bar, guys.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. DJX, home of Louisville Loot, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority. Visit locations in Louisville and E-Town or online, KentuckySchoolService.com. Speaking of Louisville Loot, let's get to that.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Pretty simple. It's Louisville.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I'll spell it.
Okay.
But if you don't know how to spell our city, let's think about some additional schooling.
Oh, okay.
L-O-U.
Yeah.
I-S.
All right.
V-I-L-L-E.
There you go.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Louisville. Yeah, get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Louisville, that is your winning word. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Jacob Harrison. He is living his best life. He just got a perfect score of 1,600 on the SATs.
Oh, my goodness. Less than 1% of the 1.7 million students who take the standardized test every year score a perfect 1,600.
Can I take back my reaction? It sounded really bad. It was just like, I was lamenting that I got like a 10.50, I think, with my two best scores combined the first two times I took it.
I never even took the SAT.
You didn't?
So I have nothing to even base this off of.
I didn't take the ACT, so I don't know what that
is. I took the ACT.
Feel good. Jacob is very smart. We're excited about
very
that.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Jacob didn't miss a single question.
Nerd! Stop it! I'm sorry.
Jacob should not call him names. He's very smart.
This is a good news story. Good. Absolutely. Feel good. Yeah, and Jacob's very smart.
Okay. Jacob didn't miss a single question on either the math or reading and writing portions of the SAT.
All right.
Well, we should create a new segment called Can't Beat Jacob.
In some ways, he'll say sometimes it was luck. You know, he got the questions that he could figure out right, you know?
Okay. Well, so he took it in December,
mm-hmm.
and he got a 1550.
Oh, you should probably retake that.
That's not good enough.
Nope. Jacob studied for the SAT and took practice tests to prepare for it. He did this in between all of his extracurricular activities.
Oh, he does a lot?
All right.
Does it feel good?
Again,
we should listen.
Is,
why are we feeling bad about ourselves on this? We are lifting Jacob up because this is amazing.
He is amazing.
His parents should be proud.
Proud.
Yes. I have a Jacob. I'm going to go ahead and say I am not going to expect this of my Jacob, knowing the stock that he comes from. He comes from 1050 stock.
Knowing he's already started with a little bit of a worse deck of cards,
maybe. If he's the fruit of my loins,
oh boy,
it's already stacked against him. I'm just going to say that right now, honey. We are setting the bar a little lower for you. We're not going to expect a perfect score.
But you know what?
Like this, Jacob.
Let's celebrate that, Jacob.
Less
than 1% get a perfect on the SAT.
Wow.
He did it. So
just give him any job he wants.
Congratulations, Jacob.
All the jobs.
Setting the bar. Brought to you by Raise Ford there. It's a feel good. On 99.7 DJX. Lauren Daigle, 99.7 DJX. She actually followed DJX on Twitter.
She did?
And I'm like...
Are you uncomfortable with it?
Well, no. On DJX Twitter, I'm fine. If she would have followed Ben and Kelly Twitter,
uh-oh.
I would have been like...
Getting dicey.
Ah, Lauren, you know, maybe...
Look away, Lauren.
Maybe, well...
Look away.
Well, just...
Look away.
Just know you're going to get some stuff. Louisville winning word is Louisville. Anthony chimes in and says, hey, Ben and Kelly, technically Kelly spelled Louisville wrong.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
She did not say capital L for Louisville.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't think that's required.
I don't think that's required to
for
get
our little contest because, again, that would be expecting too much.
Louisville.
We know that not all of us got 1600 on the SAT like Jacob.
Yeah, there you go. Louisville Luke, get that in at WDJX.com and you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, which is pretty exciting.
Can we talk about someone else that's smart?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, are we going to talk about her next?
I feel like we need to.
All right.
I feel like we need to talk about her new adventure.
Her adventure is in her family genes.
You are correct.
So.
Yes. It makes sense when you think about it in those terms.
All right. That is After NF on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 626. Today, 84. Your high. Thunderstorms possible later in the afternoon. Morning storms tomorrow. And then for Thunder over Louisville, sunny. Little cooler, high 68. So that means probably 600,000-700,000 people down on the waterfront for Thunder.
Many will be partaking.
Be advised at 9:30, the 2nd Street Bridge closes today. Okay, so just kind of keep that in mind too on 99.7 DJX. So what's up with Kim Kardashian?
Okay, so you remember the one time that she actually successfully petitioned President Trump to commute the life sentence of a non-violent drug offender, Alice Marie Johnson, got her out of jail, right?
Yeah.
So you remember that?
Yeah.
I think she got a little taste. A little taste of the...
She's getting to politics.
Of the law. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Now, you may remember, and maybe some of you don't even realize this, but her dad, Robert Kardashian, was a lawyer.
Very famous lawyer.
Very famous lawyer who was a part of a very famous case involving one Mr. O.J. Simpson.
That's right.
If you need to brush up on that case, you can Google it.
If I know what it is, then you guys should know what it
okay.
is.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, there you go.
That is true. Kat doesn't know anything about pop culture.
Right. And so Kim Kardashian now has decided, you know what? I feel like I want to start studying to become a lawyer.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. This is the new path she's embarking upon. And you may be thinking, hey, if I know anything about Kim, I know she didn't finish college. How does one become a lawyer if you don't finish college?
So what's she going to do?
There's a different path.
Okay.
So she's going to begin a four-year apprenticeship at a law firm in San Francisco.
Is she doing the Lori Loughlin approach?
That is also a different path.
I'm right.
She wants to take the bar exam by like 2022. That's the ultimate goal. But California offers another pass, a path to passing the bar by reading the law or apprenticing with a practicing lawyer or judge.
All right.
And she says, the reading is what really gets me.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot.
I'm quoting Kim right
sure.
now.
All right.
It's so time consuming.
Absolutely.
The concepts I grasp in like 2 seconds.
Sure. We all do.
This summer, she's going to take a baby bar administrated by the state. If she passes, she can continue on for 3 more years of study. But
wouldn't that be a wild ride?
That's going to be a lot of reading.
Where she is like some sort of lawyer. What if Kim Kardashian is your lawyer?
Oh, gosh.
That's
Stranger Things.
That is a special kind of
have happened.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is true. All right.
So there you go.
So we live in a world where Kim could literally be.
She could be a lawyer.
All right. There you go.
You know what? She'd be a darn good one.
She would be a darn good one.
And she'd be stylish and sassy.
There you go. Yes. All right. 6:29. Chris Randall. It's a moment when I show up. God, I'm saying why. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis. Kelly K. Show in sports news. The Louisville Bats home opener is tonight. They started play last week, but they were on the road. But their first home game is tonight against the Gwinnett Stripers. I read that first as strippers.
I think that's different.
That is different. That is a different team.
That's a different
The Louisville Bats taking on the Gwinnett Strippers.
I was going to say, listen, is this an interesting new marketing plan?
even after, you know, when I saw that who they were playing, my eyes read it as Stripers, and I was like, oh, okay.
And your brain changes it.
But my brain changes it, and then even as I was just delivering this news just now, I even knew it was Stripers, and I still wanted to say Strippers.
You read what you wanted to read.
I know. I wanted to read Strippers. Yeah, I want the Bats to be taken on the Strippers tonight at 7. Why is that such a wrong thing?
Not happening.
You know what? PT's is just down the street from. I'm just
saying. I don't know if they're known for being great ball players.
Wow.
See, I would say
the opposite. I would say the opposite.
I couldn't.
My God.
It.
The hell.
I can't see.
The hell is going on? All right.
Maybe they are good ball handlers. Maybe you're right.
Are we talking about the baseball team? Or are we talking about the Gwinnett Strippers?
I think all of them.
The Strippers or the Stripers? Probably. I don't know. Regardless,
I can't see.
The Bats are opening home play against the Gwinnett.
We're going to get an email. Hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for the support.
Strippers.
Let's not talk about us anymore. Okay. We love you guys.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. You know, hey, we're all here.
You know what? They should have a Ben and Kelly night there at the Bats.
What would Ben and Kelly not be?
I mean, what
would we narrate animal videos?
Probably. Oh,
on the big screen?
There'd be a lot of learning in between the innings, right? We could do some learning.
Okay.
We could do some Florida stories.
Oh my gosh. No.
No?
It could be one of those like little quick trivia things where, you know, you see up on the big screen pictures of animals and then we play a sound and it's like, what sound does this animal make?
And then the strippers come out.
And
oh gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to, that's never going to happen.
All right, so that's sports news. Louisville Bats taking on the Gwinnett Stripers.
Oh my
gosh. Tonight at 7.
We welcome them to town.
Yeah. I'm sure you're lovely people. Oh gosh.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, by the way, speaking of animals.
Oh no.
Florida making the show courtesy of a turtle army.
A turtle army?
Army.
Well, we know how that army was made, don't we? Don't we?
If we don't, we will find out.
We do.
Because that's naturally where we have to go with
naturally.
This, right?
Naturally.
All right, so that is, right. You don't have long to wait.
I'm excited.
Friends, only about 10 minutes.
Man, it's been a week since I've been able to experience all this.
Buckle up.
I've been in a basement.
You're wearing your fancy shoes for this.
Right, I'm excited.
Let's do this. She's about to get her fancy shoes dirty. All right, that's coming up. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Thunder, Saturday. We're going to be hanging out Buckhead Mountain Grill right across the river. Tickets, I believe, are still available, but they're limited. So if you want to purchase some, you can up at WDJX.com. Powered by Century Entertainment and Furnishings. It's going to be a good time. So that'll be on Saturday here on DJX. Got to get some text messages here. 502-571-9970. We were just talking about the Louisville Bats home opener being against the Gwinnett Stripers.
We got a little confused when Ben's brain wants to change that.
Text from a listener. My dad sent a group text over the summer. We caught some strippers, cut them up and froze them. We're probably on a government watch list now. Yeah, that's probably true. Okay. Victoria checks in and says, Kelly returns and all hell breaks loose. Woohoo. Yeah. It's all is right with the listening area. Yep, absolutely.
You're welcome.
All is right.
I've missed you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the show just isn't the show when everybody isn't intact.
Right.
So Starla checks in and says, hey, it's Starla. The best thing about DJX is Ben and Kelly's No Holds Barred show. If it were not for you on my radio, cutting up every morning, I would not be able to make it through the day. Keep up the good work and keep making me smile.
Oh, I feel like we need to apologize and say thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. And
sorry.
I'm sorry. All right. Florida making the show. Coming up here next, it's the Turtle Army on DJX. Even though we... 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKyo.com. Ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast all right there on your smart speaker. You know, Florida makes the show from time to time just because random weird things happen almost daily down there in that state. And this is no other. It's a turtle army in Florida, thanks to Tom Lane.
An Indianic man was arrested Tuesday and charged with disturbing the peace, resisting arrest without violence, and misusing 911.
Yeah, he actually called 911 on himself.
Oh.
After he was allegedly screaming obscenities and threatening to unleash his turtle army.
Yeah, so okay. calling himself a saint and said his army of turtles would, quote, destroy everyone. In fact, even in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, of course, where else would you be?
That's one of the epicenters.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas, a.k.a. the Pied Piper of South Florida there.
And the turtles, apparently.
Called 911 on himself, telling the 911 operator that he was a saint and that his army of turtles would destroy everyone.
Did we have a hint as to why he was upset?
I don't know if that was actually a threat or like, hey, I'm the Pied Piper of these turtles. I'm kind of their king and they've gone rogue.
Okay, so this could have been a warning or a threat.
Maybe it was a threat. Maybe it was a warning like, yo.
But when he said unleash, I feel like that's more on the threatening side.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like they were his disciples before, if he's a saint.
So obviously, you know, we kind of think... and you kind of know how our brains work with this. When we think about animals, I think one of the most magical things is going to YouTube and just typing in the animal that we're talking about and then typing the word mating.
Well, when you're talking about an army, you got to figure out, you know, how that army was made.
Oh. God, that's adorable.
It is one of the most precious,
adorable
precious
sound in the human species. The sound of small turtles mating.
We can only assume they're box turtles.
Oh, wow.
What a most adorable and precious moment right here.
Precious, precious noises. Birthed an army of turtles.
So there you go, Florida.
Okay.
Making the show. Courtesy of a turtle army.
Wow.
And Tom Lane, the Pied Piper.
Fun with Tom at the 7-Eleven.
DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly, brought to you by Kentucky School Service. School supplies, learning tools for everyone. Visit locations in Louisville and E-Town. Online, KentuckySchoolService.com. All right, it's Louisville Loot time.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, get this into the website, guys. WDJX.com. We have $1,000 up for grabs every single day. Multiple times throughout the day to get in on that. Your word, Spalding.
Spalding.
No you. S-P-A-L-D-I-N-G.
I was going to say, let me get my paper. Make sure I don't misspell the name of the college, the university. S-P-A-L-D-I-N-G, like you said. There you go.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. So, Spalding, get that in. WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't, but Taylor Swift, man, she helped brighten the mood of this fan of hers by the name of Lindsay. She lives down in Nashville. She's like a Swiftie, right? And so she's kind of...
She's a makeup artist too, yeah.
Yeah. She's on Twitter and Instagram, whatever. And so she got in this bad accident. In fact, like, was in the hospital with like neck brace.
Yeah, she looked really banged up.
Yeah, hurt herself pretty bad. So she just kind of posts, Lindsay kind of posts on Twitter, like a picture of herself and just like, hey guys, bang myself up. And you know, the Swiftie community is pretty tight.
Well, and when Taylor got off tour, she likes to Taylurk. She Taylurks on the socials on her fans.
Yeah, so our whole point is we don't know how it got to Taylor, but it got to Taylor. And Taylor Swift herself sent a care package to Lindsay, including flowers and a handwritten note that's just like, hey, my heart hurts for you, and I'm so sorry you had to go through this, and, you know, I hope this will brighten your day. She was in tears.
Yeah, it's just another example of Taylor doing... I mean, she's been doing this for years. She just kind of stalks her fans on social media, and she finds and she just sends stuff to people, and it's so awesome that she found this girl and saw what happened and reached out.
You can kind of see the note. We posted it on Instagram, at 997DJX. But, I mean, it is so Taylor Swift. I love seeing these stories about her because she's one of those artists that truly, like, gives back to her fans.
And fully appreciates them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
imagine being Lindsay opening that letter. That's like opening a letter from God because she loves Taylor Swift so much. Yes, like that is her person.
Not quite on the God level, but well, but she,
that's her, like that's her yes. idol.
Well, right. she was in tears. It was a truly touching moment, and yeah, you can see at 997DJX on Instagram. There, that's your feel good, powered by Raise Ford. There on 997DJX. Oh, 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. Remember, you're getting the word Spalding into the website at WDJX.com. You could win $1,000 by the end of the day. So
don't
that's
put
pretty
a U
cool.
in that. Don't put a U.
No, Spalding is Spalding.
There
we
you go.
Have science to get to here in just a little bit.
Oh, science?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, when you think of the Ben and Kelly show,
you think many
you
things.
You think. Education?
Sure.
You think breakthrough in science?
Of course they do.
You think knowledge?
All of that.
Sports authority?
Yes.
Sports class?
We teach the children.
Okay.
We are Kentucky's morning show.
Kentucky's morning show, indeed. Yes.
So when these discoveries are made, I feel like we need to address them, okay?
It's our duty.
It is, in fact. And we will get to that after Shawn Mendes on 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, coming to Louisville. We're going to have some more tickets and good stuff surrounding that show as the show gets closer here. 99.7 DJX.
He's the reigning prince of pop.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Yeah.
Cutting edge of science, technology, discovery.
Sure.
Text message from Allison. Felt like you were setting up the black hole picture story, but then Kelly said, it's our duty, so I feel like it's about poop. Allison, you know us a little bit too well. Another text from a listener. Hope y'all are going to talk about the picture of the black hole. If you have any questions, my life is a pretty decent example. Oh, wow. Gosh, guys.
I haven't even
gotten to the Facebook comments yet.
It's already great.
Right, but yes, in fact, astronomers announced yesterday that they had captured an image of the... as of yet, unobservable black hole.
After sifting through mountains of data and making sure of their results, scientists from the Event Horizon Telescope Project today released the first ever photograph of a black hole.
Now, this is actually a huge discovery because for years, that black holes were just like imaginations of artists and of algorithms and of and like the theory of relativity and Einstein and all that stuff. But
so
now
much smart
they
stuff.
Actually caught a picture of it.
It's a dream come true. You know, you've been thinking about this for 20 years and now you finally see it and it looks like in your dreams. Well, it's this dark spot in the very center and this ring of fire surrounding it.
Yeah, the hole looks like it's an eye looking at you.
It does.
Right in this shadow where light disappears,
yeah,
time seems to come to a standstill.
Yeah, so the black hole picture has been shared all over the place. Of course, NASA making that announcement on their Facebook page. And that's when I kind of just perused the Facebook comments. NASA's announcement that on Facebook, the historic feat by the Event Horizon Telescope, an image of a black hole and its shadow has been captured for the first time. So
people are going to have opinions.
I just perused the Facebook comments and here we are. John S., are all my socks in there? Okay. Sharon E., somehow Matt Damon will need to be rescued from that.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Caleb G., and still can't get cell phone service in the boonies.
Absolutely. Maybe that's why.
Philip O., I can do this on MS Paint.
What?
Obviously, they're talking about like the photograph.
Save yourself some money. Okay. I can paint you one.
Yeah. Rod B., I'll believe none of this until Dr. Sheldon Cooper confirms it.
Oh, sure. Yes.
TJC, yo mama still has a bigger mass.
Oh, come on. Come on. They're throwing
they're
in
dropping
yo mama jokes.
Yo mama jokes
are coming in on the NASA discovery.
Yeah. Okay. The NASA Facebook page that announced the discovery of the black hole. One more Facebook comment from Isaac R. One dude should just sack up and send it in there. How many beers, fellas? Oh, my gosh. How many beers?
These don't sound like people that are typically following NASA.
Okay, there you
and
go.
What they're up to begin with. Can all we right. just acknowledge that?
There you are, Ben and Kelly. Wow. The show you come to for science, for learning, education, and discovery. There you go. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Where do we go from that?
Oh, I don't
know. Free therapy. Free therapy coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX.
I think she might take it, personally.
Mm.
All right.
It is a husband-wife issue.
Okay, oh.
In the bedroom.
Listen, does a marriage hang in the balance? Are we going to be like the key to a marriage succeeding or failing? That's a lot of pressure.
We don't have bedroom advice. Whoa.
That is coming up.
Well, you speak for yourself.
Hey there. 10 minutes, DJ.
Windy and warm today. We'll see winds out of the south gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times, and that will drive our temperatures into the low 80s for this afternoon. We stay dry through the evening, but rain rolls in early Friday morning across the region. From the Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist Tawana Ann.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot. $1,000 could be yours every single day. You could be a winner just like Tim Lowther. Tim, yesterday when we called him, he knew why we were calling.
Hopefully $1,000 at least.
That's right. $1,000 could be yours, and in fact, it is yours, Tim.
That sounds great.
That does sound great.
That sounds outstanding. That is some good news.
You know what's fun? We have audio the first time a woman ever offered to
stop.
Show Tim her special spots.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
What's the matter with you? Seriously, like what happens in your brain? That's the first thing you think of.
You know, like I don't know, maybe.
Maybe that hasn't happened yet. We don't know, Tim.
Well,
we don't know.
You're assuming. Older.
Maybe her name is Wendy. And
oh, you're assuming now Wendy.
Yeah. When Wendy says, hey, Tim, would you like to see my special spot?
Why do you say special spot?
That sounds great.
Stop it. Stop. Right now.
Stop. Great.
Again, you're making assumptions. We don't know that's happened for Tim yet.
That's all I do.
Okay.
All right. You can be $1,000 richer. by the end of the day, get that into the website at WDJX.com.
Think about your reaction and how it may be used against you.
No, not against.
Wait, a little bit.
Accentuate.
A little bit.
Accentuate your excitement.
A little bit.
Right, Tim?
That sounds great.
That's right.
Alrighty.
That's right.
That's a big thumbs up from Timo. Timmy.
Tim, I know you saw Wendy. What about Kelly?
That sounds great.
He's on board.
Listen.
Give Tim what he wants. Give Tim what he wants.
No. Sorry, Michael. No, sir.
Give Tim what he wants.
It's a private show.
Oh, all right. All right. Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Hey, coming up next is free therapy.
Are we qualified to help anybody?
No, we're not.
Okay.
But there is an issue in the bedroom.
I think she might take it, personally.
99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get podcasts. You can get our live radio, all that stuff right there on your smart speaker. Every week, right about this time, offer the show up. You know, if you got an issue, you can message us on Facebook. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, we're not qualified to give really great advice, but we have smart people that listen, and we have microphones, and it's free.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
So walk us through kind of the scenario, the issue that you were having that you wrote us on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I just want to write, you know, I love my wife. We have a great relationship together, but the one kind of sore spot in our relationship is that we don't really sleep well together, like literal just sleeping.
I was going to say, wait, what is this, like some sort of weird sexual thing?
No, just actual sleeping.
Okay. Why, like, what do you mean?
Well, I don't sleep well. I always wake up in the middle of the night because my wife snores very loudly.
Okay.
Like a buzzsaw.
Oh. Do you not snore? Is it just her?
Well, if I do, it doesn't wake her up.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gotten to the point where I just, you know, I can't sleep at all. I kind of get anxious about it because I know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so the thing that I've kind of been thinking about, and we heard another couple of a friend of ours that they sleep in separate beds each night.
Oh,
and really? I'm kind of wondering if that's like what we need to do so I can get a better night's sleep.
Have you talked to her about this?
Well, she was there. I don't think she knows that I've actually like taking it seriously. She knows that I do kind of have a hard time sleeping, but I don't know if she would think that that would be a good option.
You'd obviously have to sleep in a whole nother room so you're not hearing the snoring. That would break her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can still share a bed together when we need to.
All right, then. Hey,
and then just get a good night's sleep, you know?
Okay.
I think that would be fine.
And then leave.
You don't think she would be on board?
Yeah. No, I think she might take it, personally and think that I'm, you know, doing a sleep divorce.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Safe assumption.
Well, we're already getting a bunch of text messages. So if you've got a sec to kind of hang out and, you know, you can hear how people suggest you approach this with your wife.
Yeah, that would be great. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man.
A bunch of people are already texting in just saying she could seriously have something medically going on with her with that snoring.
And she probably doesn't really fully understand to the extent that it's disrupting his sleep.
Another text that says, hey, what the heck? They've got inventions nowadays to fix this issue. No need to be in another room. Okay.
Yeah, but, from what I've heard, too, those are not, like, super comfortable and or cute.
Are we worried about our attractive level when we're all sleeping?
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I see both sides of this. And to be honest, like for the past week, I've been sleeping down in the basement because I've been sick. And that's kind of what we do. When one of us is sick, we go sleep in separate spots so the other can get some sleep and that kind of thing. So we do that on special occasions. And I can kind of see, but most of the time, like my husband doesn't sleep well if I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets cranky because of that.
Another text, suck it up, buttercup.
Oh,
all right.
Hey. All right.
Well, Chris texts in and says, hey, talk with your wife, have her go to the doctor and man up. It's for the better or worse. Just deal with it.
Listen, there is nothing manning up about not getting good sleep.
All right.
That affects everything.
Yeah, this is true. 502-571-9970. It's free therapy. It's true, I'm a sucker for you. Free therapy, 99.7 DJX. He can't sleep because his wife snores and is considering suggesting what he suggested as a sleep divorce, just sleeping apart at night.
And apparently, I've read this is kind of a thing. Like, I've read articles where there are a lot of couples that are doing this.
Well, a lot of people are suggesting via text and on Facebook, she needs to look at a CPAP machine. Saved my marriage, LOL.
Wow.
Another text from a listener. I don't snore and I'm single, so my advice might not even be worth anything. But isn't there a snoring pillow? When it detects snoring, it adjusts the human so they stop, and isn't it supposed to wake them up?
What?
Ashley says, try that.
Never heard of that, but I want to buy
Trish,
it.
Trish says, earplugs. And have her get a sleep study. Don't wreck your marriage. My husband snores like a hibernating bear. All right.
Wow.
Kristen kind of relates, says, you know, maybe she needs a CPAP. LOL, my fiance uses one. I sleep in a different room and it stinks, but I'd rather get a good night's sleep than suffer.
Do they have those that are like smaller now? Because I've seen them and they're like Darth Vader masks.
Yeah, they kind of look like Darth Vader masks.
I wonder
masks
how
for sure.
anyone can fall asleep with that thing on your face.
Another text, my husband and I sleep separately because I snore awful. We have conjugal visits and then peace out. All right, you do what you got to do, I guess, right?
Katie texted, record her and then she'll understand.
Oh no, see, wow. That so feels that is. Very.
That's
like,
an attack.
Yeah.
Andrew, the love doctor, always calls us for free therapy. What's up, Andrew?
How y'all doing? A couple things this guy needs to do. First, have a talk with his wife. Simple. Maybe she goes to the doctor. Yeah. Earplugs maybe will work. They're invasive. One thing he cannot do, he's got to try everything else before they start to sleep in separate rooms, and here's why. When you start to do that, you start to not only get comfortable being apart from your spouse at night, you start to get comfortable being apart from her during the day as well.
Mm.
So that can cause relationships to drift, it's not a subconscious thing. They don't realize they're doing it. So he's got to try everything he can to make that work before he goes the route of doing the whole bed thing separate. Yeah, I don't recommend that, but that's just me.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I was kind of thinking that is going to kind of lead them down the path of becoming more like roommates. And that
Absolutely.
Can't be solid for the marriage.
No, not solid for the marriage. And I don't know if they've got kids, but then kids react to that. And why is daddy sleeping in another room?
Right.
And it brings up a whole lot of other stuff, guys. That connection at night, like Kelly said earlier, when your spouse isn't there, you don't sleep as well.
Yeah.
And it's a natural, physical, emotional connection. You need that. So he's got to try everything he can to get that fixed.
Andrew, the love doctor, you always have the best advice. Thank you.
Love you, guys. Keep
love
on
you.
Loving.
All right, see you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Steph texts in and says, put a clothespin or duct tape over her mouth.
Listen, that's
wow,
too aggressive.
That sounded a bit aggressive.
That's aggressive.
That's how you kill her.
That's aggressive.
Here, yeah,
we just need her to breathe.
Just do that.
Okay.
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can. 502-571-9970 on text or Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, another winning word for a Louisville Loot. That is on the way. And then remember, you are getting in to win a trip to Nashville. See the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour.
Oh,
all right?
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I can't not. Oh, 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 oh.
You sound just like them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's coming up during Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Yeah, every single hour up until 11 p.m., we're offering you up an opportunity at $1,000. Get Bellarmine into the website.
All right, this is a little tip to help you spell it. Think of it as Bellarmine. Okay, B-E-L-L.
Yes.
A-R.
Yes.
M-I-N-E.
There you go.
Bellarmine.
Bellarmine.
Is that how you say it in your head every
time?
That
is how I say it. Bellarmine.
That's like when whenever I need to spell the word like restaurant, I'm always like resta. I always go resta, you rant. That's how I do it in my head. Resta,
okay, that's good.
You rant.
See, I was thinking rest, ah, rant.
No, you're forgetting the U in there.
Yeah, the aw, that's what I
Oh, well, see, spell
no,
it.
No.
Anyways,
no?
That's not the word. Oh, Bellarmine's the word. B-E-L-L-A-R-M-I-N-E.
Why did they let us do these guys? I have no clue. Really bad.
I have no clue.
We're bad.
That is your Louisville Loot winning word. Get that in, WDTX.com. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So this 7-Eleven store owner in Ohio, Jay Singh, he did something unconventional when he confronted a shoplifter.
The owner of a Toledo 7-Eleven talking with a teen attempting to steal from his store.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously very, you know, it can be a scary situation.
Can we give kudos to the newscaster, too? He's very, very invested in the story.
Yeah, he's on it.
Yes.
You want me to call the cops or you will take it out?
Singh confronted the thief and was shocked by the young man's response.
He was shocked.
Shocked by the response of the young man.
Okay, this is a feel good.
Okay.
What did Jay Singh do?
All right.
He said, I'm stealing it for myself. I'm hungry and I'm doing it for my younger brother.
Rather than calling the cops, Jay sent the teen back to the aisles to grab pizza, sandwiches, and other food, all free of charge.
Oh, look at Jay!
So he's like, oh, you need it for your family, you and your brother and your family? Well, why don't you grab some more stuff?
You know what this reminds me of? Aladdin. Aladdin was just stealing the bread because he was hungry.
Okay.
He was giving it to Abu.
You're right.
And then he gave it to the little kids.
All right.
So these little kids are in your head like Aladdin and a monkey. Yeah. Right,
I choose to think he got on his magic carpet and then flew home to his younger brother.
He left 7-Eleven on the magic carpet with all of the pizza and the donuts.
That's what happened.
Hey, Jay goes on to say,
it's not going to make any difference to me if I give him some food, because we make a lot of food, we sell a lot of food. If he goes to jail, then he's definitely not going to do anything good in life.
Yeah, so he was thinking about the kid. He's like, hey,
good human.
If this kid gets arrested, goes to jail, he's not. There's not much gonna happen to him. But
absolutely,
you know, it's like, all right. So there you go, a little feel good.
And maybe that changed that kid's mind. Like, okay, like life of crime. That was a narrow miss. Okay, so let's hope. Let's either that or he's like, you know what? I'm going to go try to steal stuff everywhere. They're going to give it to me for free.
That works.
We're going to choose. It's not going to be that way, though.
It's so feel good. We're assuming everything's going to turn out all right.
Yay for Jay.
Yay for Jay.
Good human.
Yay. Right, there you are.
Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 821. Keep in mind, Bellarmine, B-E-L-L-A-R-M-I-N-E. That is your winning word. That is your Louisville Loot winning word. That is going to get you $1,000 by the end of the day. Just like Tim, he won $1,000 yesterday.
Hopefully $1,000 at least.
Yeah, and when we told him.
That sounds great.
That does sound great.
It does, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Listen, something happened, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but it's kind of shaking up the internets.
Okay.
One Direction's official Instagram account
was reactivated.
Just got reactivated.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And people are going, what does this mean?
Yeah, what is happening here?
Yes. So here's what happened. So Liam Payne was on Capital FM, which is this British radio station. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they noticed that the One Direction official Instagram account recently liked the news of their fans winning Capital FM's Best Fans competition in the UK.
Okay.
So then they asked Liam Payne about it. And he was kind of coy at the beginning. He was like, oh my, I mean, who was that? Did anybody sign off on it? Putting like an L? That wouldn't make sense though. That could be me or Louis. We'd have to figure that one out. That's like a non-answer. So they kind of pressed him on it. And then he said, I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I don't even, he's British. I don't even know. I need to translate for our British speaking friends.
Sure.
I don't even know if I know the password to that account. Which, for real, I believe that. I don't know the passwords to my own accounts either.
Do you think One Direction, do you think those guys saw what the Jonas Brothers did?
Maybe.
And were like,
a little jealous.
We see you, Nick, Kevin, and Joe, and we'll raise you.
But we're all looking at Zayn, are we not? We're looking at Zayn. I mean, he left first.
Yeah, he was the first one out.
He was salty.
Yeah.
Not sure where that relationship stands. I don't think it's good. So before you get too
excited,
over the moon excited, planning your outfit for the reunion tour tickets,
sure.
I'm just saying that there is an investigation launched.
Okay, all right.
No, unofficially.
All right.
Unofficially underground, maybe, sort of, kind of, maybe. There's some activity.
Activity on there's the One Direction.
There's activity.
All right.
1D activity.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
See it at WDJX.com.
Speaking of One Direction and, you know, bands maybe you haven't heard in a while, it is that time where the hands go up and the pants go down for Throwback Thursday.
And listen, we're amping it up a notch. We're giving you a shot at NKOTB tickets.
Yes. Sometime between now and 9 o'clock, we are going to offer you up an opportunity at that trip down to Nashville to see the NKOTB mixtape tour.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yes. That.
Oh, 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 oh.
That one right there. Throwback Thursday is coming up in here next.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back.
Throwback. Throwback.
Throwback Thursday is on.
It's on.
99.7 DJX.
Wex. It is the NKOTB mixtape tour. So get in to win. All right, we'll give you an Echo Dot just for getting in to win. That trip down to Nashville to see the tour featuring
Naughty by Nature.
Yep, Little Naughty by Nature. A bunch of other people on that.
Tiffany,
yeah.
Debbie Gibson, Salt and Pepper.
All right, so get in to win right now. 502-571-9970. Ninth caller, you'll get in to win. We'll give you that Echo Dot. And then
you have a shot at the tickets.
Yep. Okay.
Let the song play, sir.
All right, listen. OPP, Naughty by Nature, old school song there, 99.7
DJX. Other people's property.
I know Kat does not know what the initials OPP means or stands for, so I'm not going to explain it to you right now.
Other people's property.
Listen, Naughty by Nature literally tells you what it means in the song.
It
so
does.
There you go.
It's an entire song.
All right, it is an entire song about it. Hey, is this Chrissy? Chrissy, you're in the win. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Chrissy, are you down with OPP?
Uh-huh.
I am.
Wow, okay.
All right. She's out there.
Chrissy's ready. She's ready. All right, so you're in. We got an Echo Dot for you just for getting in, and you can always ask that Echo Dot to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there.
And more importantly, you're in for a pair of tickets, hotel, and a gas card to the NKOTB mixtape tour stopping by Nashville May 9th.
Oh, fun. I'm listening to you guys on my Echo Dot right now.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Put it in another room.
All right, Chrissy, hang on for a second, real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. All right. And that's Throwback Thursday, guys.
Oh, that's how we're ending it? That's a good way to end it. It is. Yeah. With the winning, sure.
Yeah, with the winning.
Yeah.
Katie tweets and says, how are you guys going to play Lilo and Paris Hilton and not Hilary Duff? Well, you know, it happens.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a valid point.
That's triple threat right there.
Listen, it happens. We can't get to everything.
We run out of time.
Yeah.
Literally.
There is literally only so many minutes in the half hour.
It is a black hole of fun, though, isn't it?
That was Kelly's nickname in college.
Oh! That was not!
It wasn't?
It could
have
been.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to push this button, and it's not the black hole.
Listen, I'm still delirious from flu meds. I'm sorry.
I understand. Okay, another shot for you to get in on the Louisville Loot coming up here next. Black hole of fun. That's us. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Locations Louisville, E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Who's ready for Louisville Loot?
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Simmons.
Simmons. S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
You got it.
What's the connection?
Simmons.
You don't know either, do you?
I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to throw it out there? It's like a guess?
No.
No? You don't want to be wrong?
No, I'm going to keep it to myself.
Because again, all these words have to do with like Louisville somehow, right?
Secret, and we were doing
some
no fun.
Well, we were doing some colleges before, some universities.
How is Simmons not a higher education of learning?
Is it?
Simmons College?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are they? Are they here in town?
Why don't you Google it?
I'm going to Google it. I might need to go back to school there.
And while you're at it, why don't you put the word mating after you put Simmons and just see what that
Simmons
pulls up.
Simmons mating. Oh, wow. Okay. I get mating manatees.
Oh, okay. Well, that's close.
Pitbulls mating.
Well, we don't need that.
That is it. And then something about Russell Simmons. All right. It's
wonderful.
That's a myriad of learning.
All right. So there you go. Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. That is your Louisville loot word. Get that in. WDJX.com. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
Simmons College of Kentucky. Found it.
Jacob Harrison. Can we say hi to Jacob?
Hi, hey. Jacob.
All right, Jacob Harrison. He is doing big things. He's 17 years old. Here's the thing. He attempted the SAT back in December, only got 1550. Now, if you're like, what does that even mean? I don't know. Well, the perfect score is 1600, so he did pretty dang good.
Well, obviously not good enough if he's going to take it again.
Retook it. Jacob Harrison got a perfect score.
Okay. Less than 1% of the 1.7 million students who take the standardized test every year score a perfect 1600.
Yep. Yay. And that's Jacob. That's Jacob.
I'm trying to stay in the feel-good lane here, but my brain does go to the one time when I got 1050.
1050.
Combining my two best scores from the two times I took it, I started to feel a little bit bad about myself.
So I didn't even take the SAT. I took the ACT.
I didn't take that one.
So I have no idea even like where I would have fallen on this scale.
And you know what? I have a Jacob, my son Jacob. I am not going to expect him to get 1600 because I know
genes,
the fruits of the loins that he comes from.
Sure.
And it's
but
already.
Let's keep this focus on Jacob Harrison.
Right. Feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob didn't miss a single question on either the math or reading and writing portions of the SAT.
In some ways, he'll say sometimes it was luck. You know, he got the questions that he could figure out right, you know?
Okay. He's going to make us feel better by saying, you guys, I got lucky.
No, I'll tell you what luck looks like. It's scoring a 1050 on the SAT. That's luck.
That was pure knowledge.
That is just blindly guessing at every question. That's what you'll get.
Jacob studied for the SAT and took practice tests to prepare for it. He did this in between all of his extracurricular activity.
All right.
He's got a lot of stuff he's involved in.
Yeah. All right. So Jacob doing
well. Good for his parents are proud.
Absolutely. Hopefully he'll be doing big things.
Jacob studied for it. Kelly Christmas treated. There's the difference.
Well, you know.
All right. So there you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 9970 JX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. That is your Louisville Loot winning word for this hour. Get that into the website, WDJX.com.
Referencing Simmons College.
Yes.
Kentucky.
There you go.
I learned about them today.
I got a text message, 502-571-9970, from a listener who said, on my drive to work, I always listen to DJX, but switch to another station for news. Only to hear this conversation with Black Hole News. I spent a lot of time looking into black holes. I was surprised to see how big black holes are and what can go into black holes. My only thought was, dear God, I would love to hear Ben and Kelly having this conversation. Well, fancy that. One of the biggest things announced yesterday, astronomers said that they at last captured an image of the, until now, unobservable black hole, a cosmic abyss so deep and dense not even light can escape it.
After sifting through mountains of data and making sure of their results, scientists from the Event Horizon Telescope Project today released the first ever photograph of a black hole.
Yes. Can you imagine the celebration party that happened?
Oh my gosh.
Right there by the telescope, and whoever, Bob, we'll say Bob the scientist, like captured it for the first time, they're like, guys, Gosh. Look what I found.
It's a dream come true. Yeah. You've been thinking about this for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And now you finally see it, and it looks like in your dreams. Right. Well, it's this dark spot in the very center and this ring of fire surrounding it.
Yeah, it looks kind of ominous.
Yeah, it looks like an eye.
Like
a little bit like an eye.
From my nightmares.
Uh-huh.
Right in this shadow where light disappears, time seems to come to a standstill.
Yeah, it's completely amazing. So obviously I go over to the NASA Facebook page for their post where they announced the historic Event Horizon Telescope.
There's going to be some comments.
Found the image of the black hole.
Sure.
Now, I will say there were a majority of the comments that were like, wow, this is an amazing discovery. One of those one small step for man type of things.
All of that.
John S., Facebook comments on NASA. Are all my socks in there? All right.
Where do they go?
Sharon
well,
E.
behind the dryer.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Sharon E. Somehow Matt Damon will need to be rescued from this.
Yes, probably. We should call Matthew McConaughey. Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe. Right. Caleb G. Facebook comments for NASA's announcement that the black hole has been discovered. Caleb G. And we still can't get cell phone service in the boonies.
Guess very not. True.
Filippo.
Yeah.
I can do this in MS Paint.
Oh,
listen, you're gonna bitch about the photo quality of a black hole.
Yeah,
55
little.
Light years
listen,
away.
It's a little blurry. Can you like focus in on that
okay.
a little bit better?
All right. Rod B, I'll believe none of this until Dr. Sheldon Cooper confirms it.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Big Bang
From Big
Theory.
Bang Theory, sure. right.
Oh, all right.
TJC, yo mama still has a bigger mass.
Whoa. Okay. They're
dropping
throwing
in yo mama jokes.
Hey, in sure. the NASA?
Well,
watch
when
it.
You're talking about black holes, yeah.
Oh, don't associate that with your mother.
Finally, Isaac R, one dude should just sack up and send it in there. How many beers, fellas?
Oh, my God.
What in the world? What in the world when you start talking about black holes? What in the world? All right. So there you go. There are Facebook comments.
That was fun.
That was a beautiful discovery.
Yep.
Science, discovery, learning right here. Ben and Kelly.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We go from black holes to this.
Talk about finding a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, right.
Diamonds are beautiful.
They
listen,
are.
That's what they so said about
that,
Aladdin.
Listen, that this
they said
is,
that about Aladdin.
This is where I'm gonna not say the things and assume that you are smart enough to connect.
Is this related to a black hole?
Yes.
Oh gosh, Ben Davis.
That is on the way. Setting the bar. Coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Quick sports news real quick. Tonight is the home opener for the Louisville Bats, 7 o'clock. They're taking on, and I'm not going to say strippers this time, they're taking on the Gwinnett Stripers,
listen,
7 o'clock.
But when you look at it.
I know. It,
your
my
brain
mind auto-corrects to strippers. I get it.
It does.
And I will say, Asia Durr, U of L, women's basketball player, she was picked number 2 overall in the 2019 WNBA draft.
Look at that.
So there you go.
Sportsy sports.
So congrats. She is the second all-time leading scorer in U of L history. So there you go. Well done. All right, on the way, setting the bar.
Talk about finding a diamond in the rough.
A diamond in the rough.
It sounds like maybe we're talking about something you'd find at Genesis Diamond.
Or Shane
not.
Company.
Or listen, let's not get into the wars.
All right, fine. All right, you're setting the bar. Coming up here in just a minute. Yeah, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always catch up on maybe what you missed, or you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Just ask Alexa to play DJX, and you'll get our podcast there. You can get live radio.
So many ways to consume the Ben and Kelly.
Yeah. Setting the bar. This is where we give you kind of a story and you just try not to do it. And you can think, you know what? Today may not have been the best of days.
But I avoided that.
But at least I'm not doing that.
And that's a win.
That is a win. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without trying to hide a bunch of diamonds in your rear, you're doing okay.
Oh my God.
Investigators say it wasn't what this man was doing, but what he was sitting on.
Uh-huh.
That makes this a story.
Okay, sure. I'm invested.
All right.
Okay.
officers pulled over Eusebio Padilla in Northwest Albuquerque.
Okay, Eusebio was pulled over. He didn't have a license plate. So okay. Police were just like, hey, you know.
What's up with that?
You see, they say he was driving his motorcycle without a license.
Right.
But they say he did have something else. In a strange place.
Okay. Well, there's not a lot of storage on a motorcycle.
Yeah,
right?
Not a lot. Nope. Yeah, I mean, there's not a trunk.
No.
There's not.
Sometimes they carry like the little pouches.
Glove box.
Maybe he didn't have that.
The first thing that comes to mind is a smuggler.
And smuggle he did.
Okay. All right. So let's get to this. What did he smuggle and where?
Okay. Police say 44 diamonds in a baggie in his behind.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he put them in a bag.
Eusebio put 44 diamonds in a bag and shoved them where the sun don't shine.
How many carats are we talking? How many carats? Are some of these stones big?
Bottom line, that's a lot of booty.
Give her an Emmy or whatever award you Bottom give her line, for that kind of reporting.
That's a lot of booty.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Now, all right, to be fair, maybe he had started with coal. And he was just a very nervous fellow. And maybe he was just going to heat his furnace.
Listen.
And he said when he saw the lights behind him, he got real nervous and created a diamond.
Let's not give him that kind of credit. He stole some diamonds. Here's the thing. These are diamonds. And do we let those go to waste or do we put them in a special discount case at Genesis and sell them at
sticker.
A deep, deep, deep discount? Here are the booty diamonds.
Yes.
Do we? And they're still going to look real nice in somebody's hand.
Are they still sitting there?
In a baggie, in his behind.
Are they still sitting like that? Are they displayed like that? Is that how you display them?
No, I feel like you shine them up.
Listen.
You shine them up. Oh. You put them on display.
Maybe a little discount.
All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day.
I'd buy one at 60% off.
Without trying to
That's a
bunch of diamonds.
60%.
Bottom line, that's a lot of booty.
Okay, maybe
in your
70.
Rear.
Maybe 70%.
You're doing okay.
I can hear the new commercial that I'm going to be saying about this sale on the booty.
The booty diamonds?
Yes.
Booty diamonds.
I'm going to send it to my friends.
Fresh from our distributors.
Wow, Kelly, such an innovative idea. You're so smart.
All right, so there you go. That's setting the bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.